This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush heard recommendations yesterday for a loosening of U.S. policy on Cuba from an unlikely source. The president held an unprecedented video conference with three Cuban dissidents who were in Havana. The dissidents suggested changes in U.S. policy in light of the new situation in Cuba, where Raúl Castro has replaced his brother Fidel as president. But today, at a speech before a business group, the Council of the Americas, President Bush seemed to put the dissident suggestions aside.
The Cuban government recently announced a change at the top. Some in the world marveled that perhaps change is on its way. That's not how I view it. Until there's a change of heart, and a change of compassion, and a change of how the Cuban government treats its people, there's no change at all.
Joining us now from Havana is NPR's Tom Jelton. And Tom, who were the dissidents in on this video conference?
Well, Melissa, there were two former political prisoners, Marta Beatriz Roque and a man, Jorge Luis Garcia Perez, as well as Berta Soler, who's the wife of a current prisoner. Of the three, Marta Beatriz Roque is by far the most famous. She's been arrested twice. She's probably the most outspoken opponent of the Cuban government on the island. She did most of the speaking. She told me, Melissa, that she stayed up all night writing down the things she wanted to tell the president.
And what was the dissident's message to President Bush?
Well, President Bush apparently started out the conversation praising the dissidents, but then asked them what suggestions they would have for how the United States could help them. And what Marta Beatriz Roque told the president was that she and other dissidents think it might be time to take a new look at some U.S. policies on Cuba, particularly the restrictions on how much money Cuban Americans can send their relatives here, and also how often they can come back and visit. The Bush administration has really restricted those things, and these dissidents are saying it now might be time to loosen them, not because the government has done anything necessarily to deserve a loosening of U.S. policy, but because this loosening might actually serve the purpose of promoting more democracy in Cuba.
And what did President Bush have to say to this call to open up U.S. policy a bit?
Well, as I understand it, he said he would take it under consideration, but I think judging from what he said today, he remains to be convinced. So far, he's linked changes in U.S. policy, the changes in the behavior of the Cuban government, and he's made clear today that he doesn't see any of those changes.
This seems like a pretty significant shift, Tom, on the part of the dissidents who originally would have supported the Bush policies and are now urging the president to make some changes.
That's right, Melissa. Marta Beatriz Roque, for example, has testified in Congress over the telephone in support of Bush administration policy. Now, she is by far the most hardline of all the dissidents on the island, the one who has been most supportive of the administration. With her encouraging a change in U.S. policy, there are basically no more dissidents here who are fully behind U.S. policy. That definitely will create a bit of a dilemma for the White House.
How much of this, Tom, do you think is a result of the new leadership in Cuba? Would this video conference have happened, say, under Fidel Castro?
Melissa, I think what's changed is that Raúl Castro has allowed more criticism of the system than Fidel ever did. As a result, there has been more public debate, and people are therefore feeling more willing to speak out. And I think what Marta Beatriz Roque and other dissidents are now saying is that this creates a political opportunity and it needs to be exploited. More visits by family members could make Cubans feel less isolated. If they're getting more money from their relatives in the United States, they would be less dependent on the Cuban government. All of this could make Cubans less fearful, more willing to speak out. So I think the dissidents are saying this is a dynamic situation, and it's one that needs to be taken advantage of.
Okay, NPR's Tom Jelton in Havana. Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.